Hi, Pastor Brandon here, and here are our readings for Monday, February 10th, 2020. Our readings today come from Psalm 22, 9 through 21, Genesis 39, and Matthew 13, 47 through 58. We'll be starting with Psalm 22, 9 through 21. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breast. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death, for dogs encompass me. A company of evildoers encircle me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. Genesis 39. Now Joseph had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, had bought him from the Ishmaelites, who had brought him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his Egyptian master. His master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord caused all that he did to succeed in his hands. So Joseph found favor in his sight and attended him, and he made him overseer of his house and put him in charge of all that he had. From the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in house and field. So he left all that he had in Joseph's charge. And because of him, he had no concern about anything but the food he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And after a time, his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph and said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Behold, because of me, my master has no concern about anything in the house. And he has put everything that he has in my charge. He is not greater in this house than I am. Nor has he kept back anything from me except you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And as she spoke to Joseph day after day, he would not listen to her, to lie beside her or to be with her. But one day, when he went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was there in the house, she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand and fled and got out of the house. And as soon as she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had fled out of the house, she called to the men of her household and said to them, "See, he has brought among us a Hebrew to laugh at us. He came into me to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice. And as soon as he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried out, he left his garment beside me and fled and got out of the house." Then she laid up his garment by her until his master came home. And she told him the same story, saying, "The Hebrew servant whom you have brought among us came into me to laugh at me. But as soon as I lifted up my voice and cried, he left his garment beside me and fled out of the house." As soon as his master heard the words that his wife spoke to him, "This is the way your servant treated me," his anger was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever was done there, he was the one who did it. The keeper of the prison paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it succeed. Matthew 13, 47 through 58. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. "Have you understood all these things?" they said to him. "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old." And when Jesus had finished these parables, he went away from there, and coming to his hometown, he taught them in their synagogue. So that they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty words? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all the sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown, in his own household." And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. These are our readings for February 10th, 2020, and this is the word of our Lord. As we turn to Genesis chapter 39, though, and we look at the continuation of our readings from Joseph's story, we have this story of how God allows Joseph to be blessed in his servanthood to Potiphar. In fact, he becomes second in command of all of Potiphar's house. But yet there is an evil accusation made against him. And because of this evil accusation, Joseph is kicked further and further down. He's kicked further down into prison, and not just any prison, the palace's prison where the king's prisoners were confined. This was a place you didn't just get up and get out of. Joseph was kicked lower than a servant. You know, just when things were starting to turn up, Joseph was kicked lower than a servant. He was put in prison. But something amazing happens in prison as well. Joseph is able to rise and to find favor in the keeper of the prison's eyes because of how the Lord worked in and through Joseph, and how the Lord blessed what Joseph did. Whatever was done there, it says, he was the one who would do it because of the simple fact that Joseph had an anointing on his life, an anointing of God. And it says, the keeper of the prison paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it succeed. And it's important here to note something. Joseph was sold as a slave. God is with him. Joseph is put into prison. God is with him. Despite what Joseph faces, and we'll see this time and time again in this narrative, despite what he faces, God is with him. Joseph faces sufferings, but God is with him. And not only is God with him, but God puts Joseph in a place to help bring Joseph through these sufferings. And God is orchestrating something wonderful through all of this. God is going to use all of this for his glory, for his greatness. Let's just wait and see as we continue to read this story. But the point we need to take away from this today is that just because there's suffering in your life doesn't mean God isn't with you. God is with you. May we just have open eyes to see and open ears to hear. And may we understand, as we've been talking about these past couple of Sundays, these light and momentary afflictions are going to seem as nothing. Are going to seem like nothing on the day of his return, because we know they're preparing us for a day of monumentous glory that surpasses anything of this world. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Therefore, take heart. Take heart. God is with you. God bless you. Talk to you again.
'Cause you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all